ね、ハードル一件。マンマンキングは、じゃあマンパンなったんやんでハンドル。ちょっと見やがるビラって首どれ？いや、見や見やってもんで。こういうもんだよ。マンパンなったんやんで。なんて私だけでもいい。あれティスショットやってなしなんだけど、バラエティ。
ലേഖനാദി പിലികൻ നിയമ വിളന്താമാധ്യത്വം പ്രസന്റേഷൻ ഓഫ് പേപ്പേഴ്സ് ഓണറബിൾ മിനിസ്റ്റർ ഓഫ് ട്രേഡ് മിസ്റ്റർ സ്പീക്കർ ഐ പ്രസന്റ് ദി ഓർഡർ മേഡ് ബൈ ദ മിനിസ്റ്റർ ഓഫ് ഇൻഡസ്ട്രിയൽ എക്സ്പോർട്ട് ആൻഡ് ഇൻവെസ്റ്റ്മെന്റ് പ്രൊമോഷൻ അണ്ടർ സെക്ഷൻ 14 ഓഫ് ദ ശ്രീലങ്ക എക്സ്പോർട്ട് ഡെവലപ്മെന്റ് ആക്ട് നമ്പർ 40 ഓഫ് 1979 റിലേറ്റിംഗ് ടു the cess and published in the gazette extraordinary number 2182/21 of 30th June 2020 and the order made by the minister of industrial export and investment promotion under section 14(2) of the sri lanka export development act number 40 of 1979 relating to cess and published in the gazette extraordinary number 2182/22 of the 30th June 2020 presentation of public petitions
sudarshini prandapulle metini
aru kata nayakatumeni udugam
mr speaker I present the petition received from mr stanley abhesegara of udubaddala honorable jayaratnirat honorable ashok abhesingha mr speaker I present the petition received from Mr. H. A. Wilbert Perra of Nkalgamu. Mr. Honorable Upil Mahendra Rajapaksha, absent. Petitions stand referred to the Committee on Public Petitions. Questions for oral answer. Honorable Hesha Vitanage to ask the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance. I ask the question, sir. Mr. Speaker, answer A1. Year 2015, number of persons arrested is 73,444. Year 2016, 75,304 persons. Year 2017, 81,156 persons. Year 2018, 96,489. Year 2019, 89,308 persons. Year 2020 up to 18th of September, 54,505 persons. Two, the Sri Lanka Police, the Sri Lanka Customs, the Excise Department, Sri Lanka Navy, Sri Lanka Air Force, Sri Lanka Army, the prison.
Tuna.
Three, quantity of drugs raided by each institution from 1/2/2015 to 18/9/2020. That is 1st February 2015 to 18th September 2020. Institution, Sri Lanka Police, quantity of drugs 40,851.903 kilograms, number of narcotic tablets 15,420,470, the Sri Lanka Customs 197.254 kilograms 328,745 tablets. The Sri Lanka Navy 5,107.709 kilograms and 17 pills or tablets. Prisons 0.279 kilograms, 24 pills. Excise Department 160.978 kilograms, no pills, no narcotic tablets. Sri Lanka Army 157.775 kilograms and no narcotic pills. B does not arise. Thank you. According to the answer of the minister, the highest number of persons have been arrested during the past 5 years by the Sri Lankan Navy. According to your answer, 5,107 kilograms by the Navy and police has arrested more than 40,850 kilograms. Sri Lanka Navy comes second with 5,100 kilograms of narcotic drugs captured. This is similar to my yesterday's question. We see every day television broadcasting clips of persons being captured. We will have a problem with time if you get winding up. Therefore, you did not hear what the honorable the manner in which Honorable Gunaradana stated. So the institutions who are making the arrests, the officers themselves and the drug barons. We said yesterday that politicians are involved and wealthy persons are associated with this racket, and the country says that there's an association between the officers and the persons who deal in drugs. We can take a step subject to a particular period, they can be changed. I should not mention the names of institutions, but some control can be effected by transferring these persons. Otherwise, the government's efforts will be fruitless in controlling it. What you want is not to allow these people to be in the place for a long time, and you are proposing to transfer them from time to time. It is a very good proposal. We have focused our attention on this and we are making arrangements for it. Second supplementary question, Honorable Minister, I don't know because this was published on media. Even Honorable Buddhika Patirana referred his attention to this, his house's attention to this, whether they are good for health. One minister of US has stated that cannabis export can yield a good foreign currency income. I don't know whether, I wonder whether it's a proposal by the cabinet or whether it's an it's the personal opinion of his, or else Honorable Buddhika Patirana asks whether you are going to build the economy by selling cannabis. No, it's not relevant to the answer. Supplementary questions enable you to get clarifications regarding an answer that has given. I cannot give a short answer. No, I am asking, a minister has stated that this is something, cannabis is something through which export income can be derived. Trade minister says, I think you should refer the question to the Minister of Trade. Are you asking whether I'm allowing it? No, I will never allow such a thing. Yes, you could have asked the question directly. Honorable Charamindu Virajajasiri, while asking the question, I would like to state that you are more partial towards the other side. this chair is a very straight one. Yes, you have been given enough opportunity.
Answer
A1. The number of illicit drug-related raids carried out from 1st January 2015 to 18th September 2020 is 475,985 raids. The amount of illicit drugs in the above raids captured in the above raids is 46,824 kilograms and 817 grams. B. Yes, it was revealed that a certain amount of illicit drugs taken at the raids were removed at the time of sealing, and foreign substances were mixed to make up the amount, and the drugs so removed were sold to drug dealers to earn money. C. Yes, as revealed at the investigations, 18 police officers attached to the Police Narcotics Bureau, 1 STF officer and 6 civilians were taken into custody in this connection. The 13 of the police officers were remanded. Investigations are being carried out with regard to other 6 officers and 6 civilians. Upon the information revealed from those suspects, the following were taken into custody. Two firearms of T-56 caliber and 5 magazines, 81 bullets of T-56 category, 3 pistols and 9mm type, 40 bullets of 9mm type, heroin, 11.888 kilogram heroin, kilograms of heroin, 11.888 kilogram, 256 milligrams of heroin, 2 electronic scales, money amounted to 34,017,130 rupees, 32 counterfeit notes of 5,000 rupee denomination, 380 milligrams of cocaine. As revealed at the investigation, action has been taken to ban vehicles and property worth 191,627,834 rupees earned through drug dealing, and further investigations are being carried out in this connection. D does not arise. Honorable Minister, we respect you for coming to Parliament and answer questions asked by members from both sides. We understand that there is a side which both you and us haven't seen. That was the public officials who are directly involved in raiding these drugs are involved in certain incidents. On the one hand, we are happy that some section of the offenders have been punished. However, it is only the spreads that are caught, but there are sharks and sea fish who are at large. Even there are very famous people in and out of Parliament. On the one hand, the ministry has found that the officers involved in making raids are involved, and at the same time it is also revealed that drugs turn into flour when it goes to the court, and again the drug, part of the drugs, is sent to the society back. That was because some powerful persons are behind this. There are persons who have the political backing for this. We will be able to eradicate drug menace if we work in a strong way, have you started the course of action for this? I must make mention specifically that Narcotics Bureau officers were doing it alone. Now we have introduced a system in which in addition to the Narcotic Bureau officers, the Police Intelligence Division, the STF, the CID, and all of them have taken action to investigate. We will be able to prevent any such person from committing an offense, committing wrong. They have all been brought together. The Honorable Minister what I am saying is those who are involved in it will have no there's no plan for the persons who are involved. We only see raids on media. Sometimes they turn into flower. Often we see on media raids on drugs. However, a major level program cannot be seen. Now, the raids are carried out using helicopters, especially to capture cultivations. However, have you identified the groups who are involved in using the political clout? Or has the ministry started a timely intervention in this regard? Under the ministry, the police, the three forces have been actively involved. Now, sometimes narcotics turn into flour and illicit liquor turns into water, and it goes through the governmental analyst before it reaches the court. A few persons from the department itself have taken it. Those engaged in a mass-scale drug dealing have been captured. There are quite a few to be captured yet, and the people's support is needed for capturing them. If drugs come in boats, the three forces deployed all over the coast can cover the inflow of drugs by boat. You seem to have been knowledgeable about this, therefore you can give your support to provide the information, provide us with the information that are in your possession. Sometimes drugs are sent to the government analyst, and the stored drugs are tempered. The drug which is captured will go back into the society in certain ways. Cannot you have a course of action in which the drugs can be destroyed then and there without being kept at the courts or in the custody of the law enforcement agencies? Now, otherwise, we always see drugs being caught, but people have the suspicion that it comes back to them. So we can eliminate such suspicion. Do you think about that? Yes, it's a good question. That's why we have focused on it. If one section takes drugs into custody, all the other officers, the CID, the STF, etc., after capturing, they can all monitor what amounts have been captured, how they are sealed. All steps necessary have been taken to prevent drugs from ending up in certain persons' pockets. When the prosecution commences, certain quantity has to be produced before the court. Therefore, a methodology should be found to dispose of these drugs. Now, if they are handed over for destruction by fire, then part of it can go back into the hands of other persons. Honorable Buddhika Patirana.
Tanayakatamuni, Satidya Kalilena.
2 weeks time is requested. 2 weeks.
S.M. Marikar Mantuma, Idangamati.
Honorable S.M. Marikar to ask the Minister of Lands. I ask the question, sir. That's regarding details of houses without deeds in Kotte. Sir, a lot of details have to be found, therefore I request 2 weeks' time. I can provide you with the information which I have details about the houses that do not have deeds.
Marikar Mantuma.
Honorable Marikar, he has to get it officially. No, I am not blaming him. He is telling that details have to be found. I have in my possession regarding the lands with lot numbers and whether the deeds are available or no. I as a help, I can give those details. That's what I said. Okay, it will be a help. Honorable Shivananjanan Sridharan, the Minister of Education.
I ask, sir.
The speaker, answer to that question. A1, yes. 2, action is being taken to overcome the shortcomings. C, yes. 50,000 rupees was given for qualitative inputs. And 100,000 has been given under grants. Reconstruction of auditorium and cafeteria will be commenced as soon as the circular restrictions have been lifted. D, yes, as stated under Annex 1, I can provide the Honourable Member with the Annex. Action will be taken to fill the vacancies. B, does not arise.
Honorable Minister, it is one of the national schools in the Kilinochi district. It is one of the important schools in the Kilinochi district. So it is also a national school, therefore only 50,000 or 100,000 is allocated. So do you think it is enough to manage the administration and management of this school? You have not given me a clear answer. So I would like to know, there are non-academic staff.
You just ask a question.
I'm not satisfied with the answers you have given. I think the allocated fund is inadequate. Honorable Minister, with regard to the non-academic staff, so I'm asking in Tamil. Honorable Minister, yes, okay. So when will you appoint these non-academic staff.
You referred to some funds. Now you are talking about non-academic staff.
Look at the questions.
I just want to clear.
Question E. It is about the non-academic staff. So, will he further inform this house of the reasons for not hitherto taking steps to fill the vacancies? The question is there. The question E is regarding the vacancies of non-academic staff, but you are saying that I am not asking the question. No, you have not given me a proper answer for this question.
You are giving me a lecture. Is that okay? You finish your two additional questions? Okay.
What is the answer for the question E?
Now, I refer to Mama Singhalen Kyanan translation ka Hamwe, Kilnochi Madhyamaha Vidyalaya Jatika Pasala Tamai.
Kilnochi Central College is a national school. There is an approved number of card. There are no vacancies in academic staff. There are 7 excess teachers. There may be incompatibilities with the subjects. There are 2 vacancies in non-academic section. The three laborers are there. 3 laborers are vacant. Lab assistant, technical, 1 is necessary. 2 persons each for cook and guard. I was not allowed to ask the question. Now, there are teachers in excess. A 3-storied classroom building was to be constructed at the cost of 6.8 million rupees, and the repairing of buildings have been repairs on buildings have been done under Suhuru Pasa program, child friendly school project. Capital funds will be injected for reconstruction and construction of buildings. During the whole year, capital expenditure was not given. So, when capital expenditure is allocated, it can be done.
So, this is a national school, so will you be able to fill the vacancies? Will you be able to do that?
Vacancies will be filled. It has to come through the annual transfers. Due to COVID-19, the schools were closed for 5 months. Transfers have to be made from Kurunagala district, because non-academic persons have been appointed from Kurunagala district. So, we will send them to the Kilinochi as soon as possible.
Honorable Speaker, now Minister is saying that the vacancies should be filled with persons from Kurunagala.
You must understand that the cadre has been filled during the previous regime. Please listen to me. I am giving you the answer. You have to listen before you ask the next question. Out of that, 80% are from Kurunagala district. I was not telling you that I will send you people from Kurunagala district. From other areas, non-academic workers will be sent to your area. Please wait for annual transfers to take place.
Mr. Sridharan, yeah.
Honorable Minister, now you say that it will be filled through annual transfers. From where will they come from? Most of them would be single speaking.
I was telling you that Tamil speaking persons would be sent.
Why can't you give priority to the people who live in the same district? This is a district which was
you could have asked during that regime. When vacancies were being filled, you could have asked why they were being filled to people from Kurnagal district. We will do what is right.
Honorable Minister, don't give us excuses. You are a minister. You should be able to give appointments.
That's what I said, that I would send people, non-academic workers.
Who is Tamil speaking? Mr. Speaker, there was a problem with regard to the scholarships examination, which will be held day after tomorrow. Students who study in Colombo but living in Gampaha will have a problem. They live in Gampaha. Some of them go to school in Colombo. Already a discussion is being held at the ministry. Those children live in Gampaha. They study in Colombo. They study in Gampaha, but they appear for the exam in Colombo. Yes, there are 800 people. Those principals are asking children not to come in an indirect way. What I am telling you is that during this time, the health authorities, transport authorities and education officials are having discussions. These problems are there for children from Gampaha district. Discussions are held to have a solution which will eliminate the disadvantage caused to the children from Gampaha district.
Honorable Speaker, the Kilinochi is a backward area. It is the backward in terms of the performance of the students, and you have not paid enough concerns on the education of the students. So you have to expedite your process in providing the education to the people. You have not bring any excuses.
I mentioned about future action. The Tamil speaking non-academic staff will be provided to that school and annual transfers. I have said that area. I know about that area. It is only one of the two national schools in Kilinochi. Next, Honorable Charles Nirmalanathan, to ask the Minister of Education.
I ask a question, Honorable Speaker.
Question number 1A, yes. Telemena Road Mena. This institution is maintained on lease basis in the said building. B1. The courses currently conducted in this institute are information technology, English and tourism. B2, laboratory facilities, the required laboratory facilities are obtained from the laboratory of the St. Saviour's School. B3, since sufficient facilities are not available in the building obtained on lease, it is difficult to start new courses. And C, yes. D, yes. Construction activities will begin in December this year. And E, not relevant.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. State Minister.
Honorable Minister, please wear headphones.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. HND Institute, I think in Mana district, this is the first the institution that has been established under the Higher Education Ministry. It has been 3 years since the establishment of such institute. You stated that in November the proper permanent building will be provided. and the financial allocation. I just want to know whether the financial allocation has been made to establish such a building. I just also want to know whether this allocation will be made through the budget.
Yes, now we have called for tenders, and accordingly, once these activities are completed in October, it can be started in November this year. It will be done with allocated funds under World Aid Fund, under World Bank Fund. Thank you,
Honorable Minister. There is another question. HND Institute. English diploma graduates are there. There are around 28 people and they have been waiting for their teaching appointments. And it will be appointed by the Northern Governor. So I just want to know from you, Honorable Minister. Could you please consult with the governor to install those people as the employees?
Yes, we will extend the required facilities, and if any information required to be provided to the governor, we will provide such information. I'll make arrangements for that through the Ministry of Higher Education. But the governor, but those activities are relevant these activities are put into the governor, and I will submit the required information. Thank you. Next, Honorable Muhammad Muzamil to ask the Minister of Trade. Please table the answer. I request a period of 2 weeks to answer this question. Honorable Velu Kumar. Honorable Speaker, I ask the question. Honorable Speaker, I request a period of 2 weeks. Honorable Varnul Yenege to ask the Minister of Plantation Industries. Absent. Honorable Hesha Vitanege to ask the Minister of Transport. Question number one, no. Two, the drivers, conductors and officers of the mechanic level PL category of the Sri Lanka Transport Board are paid salaries as per the Management Service Circulars No. number 32/2006 and 2/2016, but not as per the Public Administration Circular number 3/2016. The above circulars and the recruitment and promotion procedures of the Sri Lanka Transport Board are followed in granting of promotions to them. B. According to the card details of Sri Lanka Transport Board, as at 36/2020, drivers 9,304, conductors 9,301, mechanics 3,993 and executives 773. B2. Since a case bearing number SCFR 2019 has been filed in the Supreme Court regarding the granting of promotions, and the said case is being heard in court, granting of promotions has currently been halted temporarily. Three, not applicable. Four, not applicable. Five, the salary of the staff has not been prepared as per Public Administration Circular number 2/2016. Since a court case is in progress, currently promotions are not granted, and it is the recruitment and promotion procedure in the Public Administration Circular number 30/2006 that should be followed in this regard. Five, not applicable, and C, not applicable. Thank you, Honorable Minister. My question was about the employees. My question was about the promotion procedure of the Sri Lanka Transport Board. Honorable Minister, you would also agree that there is a tradition in this country whenever a government is changed, as soon as the results are released, in the Sri Lanka Transport Board, we know that positions are changed. Sometimes conductors and drivers are appointed as depot managers. This tradition has been there for a very long period of time. We know that even the depots are decorated with the colors of political parties. We know that during election periods, Sri Lanka Transport Board depots become political party offices, and this is still taking place even after the last elections. Even after the last election, this happened. And I would like to ask the minister whether there is a program to stop this practice. I would like to know whether drivers and conductors would be appointed as depot managers in the future. I believe that such appointments would not be made if they don't have the required qualifications. I want to know whether there is any promotional procedure. Yes, there is a protocol, and we stick to that. But anyway, now there is a court case, and anyway, no promotions can be granted until this court case is completed. My second supplementary question, I believe that you would give a reasonable answer to this question. From the past, we can cite many examples about the misuse of buses of Sri Lanka Transport Board. We know that there have been various media reports in this regard. Various court cases have been filed. And during the Yapalna government, we set an example by releasing buses only after the payment of money. We did not obtain money on loans. And I would like to ask the Honorable Minister, now we know that this is already making losses. Sri Lanka Transport Board is making losses, and I would like to know whether action had been taken to recover the money for buses which were given to various occasions. If it is pointed out through an audit that there are recoverable amounts, then we can initiate action to recover such money. Thank you. Next one about Chaminda Vijay Sekhar, I ask question number 11, sir. Honorable member, I called reports from the relevant DIGs, and on the basis of these reports, I give answers to your questions. A1, 1,220 raids, 2, 3, and 4, as per question in 3, names of the officers awarded with presidential awards and cash prizes received by each officer. With regard to those raids, are given below separately. Do you want me to read this table? If you want, I can read it. Then number 4, 19 police officers. 5, since this case is pending in the courts and order has not yet issued by the courts with regard to these accused officers, it is not appropriate to table their names in the parliament. 6, 13 police officers have been remanded, while the other 6 officers have been taken into custody for investigation. Facts were reported to the courts under case number B35602/1/20 of Colombo Chief Magistrate Courts, and the cases are set to return to courts on 12/10/2020. 2, vehicles and property worth of rupees 191.6 million earned by the suspects taken into custody through drug dealing have been banned under Money Laundering Act, and facts were reported to the courts under the case number B36128/1/20 of Colombo Chief Magistrate Court number 1. 3, upon the information revealed from the suspects at the investigations, that were carried to date. The following were taken into custody: 2 firearms, T-56 and 5 magazines, 2 81 bullets, T-56, 3 pistols and 9mm type 40 bullets, heroin 11.888 kilograms and 256 milligrams, 2 electronic scales, money, ₹34 million, 5,000 counterfeit notes of, and 380 milligrams of cocaine. Further investigations are being carried out to take into custody the drug dealers and other drugs given to dealers by the police officers, and B does not arise. I believe that the final answer was not relevant to the question raised by me. Anyway, what is the question? I have not asked about some of the information conveyed by you. What is the question that I did not answer? You have, Honorable Minister, you have given additional information. I did not ask about the equipment of question number 11. You have given additional information in, Honorable Minister. Anyway, I'll ask my supplementary question without wasting time. We know that they have been given presidential awards, and now it is obvious that they have dealings with drug racketeers. Honorable Minister, we know that in the past too, these officers were protected by governments, and recently one of the ministers stated that they would protect those who had supported them at the elections. Now, such statements were made by ministers. So, if we catch these officers, if they have political connections, and then some ministers have stated that they would come forward to protect these officers. So I believe that due to political interferences, the suspects have been released. Can you please name a name of a suspect? Can you please name a suspect who has been released in such manner? The chief government whip has stated that if they support us, we would take measures to protect them. I have the relevant video. Now, that was not about this. It was not connected to this. There are certain fake cases filed by you. Now you don't talk about the instances that took place during your period. During your period, were you able to catch these narcotics officers? You were in power for 5 years. Did you catch them? No. But we have arrested them and we have penalized them. Yes, Honorable Jesiri. That was not the question asked by me. Honorable Minister, I expect a response for the question that I asked. Now, what I am saying is that the efforts made by the government to combat the drug menace is scuttled by some politicians in the government. And I have no information about such incidents. But if you have relevant information, I can look into that matter and I can initiate action. I have been in this parliament for 35 to 40 years. So I know during which period most offences were committed. I know during which period police officers were influenced most. Therefore, you must think about the last 5 years as well. What did you do by forming FCID? you launched a witch hunt against certain individuals through that unit. But here we haven't resorted to such action. I am the state minister in charge of police department. Therefore, I will be reasonable to all. I will never start anybody to arrest any individual for wrong reasons. It is wrong. Therefore, when you ask irrelevant questions, I have to respond in such manner. Please, you have to be direct when you ask questions. Now, this is my second supplementary question. I don't want to be dragged into an argument with you. Yes, I accept the expressions leveled by you, allegations leveled by you. But you have to look at your right-hand side. Honorable Johnson Fernando, so I raise a point of order. He mentioned my name earlier, Johnson Fernando. He said that there was a video. What is that video? What is that video? Please give him the mic. You have told the media that you would take action to protect to protect your supporters, even if they have committed offences. This is about the problem that happened in Kurunagala. Yes, wait, I'll come to that. You must listen to the entire story. I stated that I would not allow politicians to interfere, but only a part of that video was shown. A politician who was in our political party, he said that the mayor of Kurunagala would be arrested. I said that I would not allow politicians to be arrested. Yes, I stated that. You must listen to that speech carefully. What I stated was I would not allow politicians to take law into their own hands. I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity. In fact, so, Honorable Speaker, they used remarks to attack me. I am not afraid to withdraw any remarks that I have made. So, Honorable Speaker, when this question arose, some politicians tried to take law into their own hands. So, I said that I would not allow that to happen. That is my stand right. That is my stand right throughout. Even tomorrow, that would be my stand. Interruption. I usually don't name the names of politicians, but there is a video. It is there on the Facebook as well. Now you have taken 7 minutes for this question. Please extend your support to me. Okay, then ask question number two. You know, yes, during that period we also made allegations against the FCID. Please ask the question. Honorable Speaker, first of all, I have to set the scene for the questions. So, Honorable Minister, now we all agree that there shouldn't be political interventions in this regard. We know that drug menace is a very serious problem in the country, so in order to eliminate drug menace, we have to take stringent measures, and I would like to know as to what measures would be taken to combat the drug menace in the country. I didn't understand your question. We know that you don't understand such questions. In fact, you did not ask any question. That is the problem. Now, Honorable Speaker, now we know that there are various statements and the name of the individual has not been mentioned. We know that interferences are made by politicians. And what I'm saying is that it was due to interferences made by politicians that we can't solve any of the problems in the country. the situation becomes situation has become more confused as a result of the interventions made by politicians. So I would like to know whether measures have been taken to stop political interference. Yes. Now we don't influence the judges or police officers, and we have allowed police officers to conduct their investigations independently. I won't allow any police officer to be influenced. And if there are any such instances, you can inform us, and then I will take relevant action. Thank you. Next, Honorable Buddhika Pathirana, to ask the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance. I ask question number 12, sir. Honorable Speaker, 2 weeks required to answer this question. Next, Honorable S.M. Marika, to ask the Minister of Lands. I believe that he will ask for time. Yes, we need a period of 2 weeks because this is question needs a lengthy answer. Next, Honorable Sivanyanam Sridharan, to ask the Minister of Youth and Sports.
I ask this question.
Honourable Speaker, period of 2 weeks requested to answer this question. Honourable Muhammad Muzamil, to ask the Minister of Trade. Honourable Speaker, I request a period of 2 weeks. Second round, question number 9. Honourable Varun Lienage, I ask question number 9, sir. I request a period of 1 week. Statement by Honorable Lakshman Kiriyala. Honorable Speaker, on 10-7-2020, when Parliament debate was going on, Honorable Health Minister Paithavanna Arachchi posed a challenge to me, and she stated that she had never stated that COVID-19 pandemic had been completely eliminated, and she also challenged me to submit the relevant document to me if she had made such a statement. I would like to table a document statement made by Honourable Minister on 3-9-2020, and she had very clearly stated that the COVID-19 had spread throughout the world, and she stated that she had believed that Sri Lanka was the first country to eliminate social transmission of the disease. She also further stated, then 22-4-2020, Sri Lanka C News, she stated that there was no situation in the country where there would be social transmission in the country. So, Honorable Speaker, our doctors always stated that the COVID-19 problem had not come to end. It was said by GMO as well as MRI. But unfortunately, the government, to score political brownie points, stated that the pandemic had been brought totally under control. And until the end of the elections, the government repeatedly stated that COVID-19 pandemic had been totally eliminated from Sri Lanka. That was why people let their guard down. The ordinary people believed what was stated by government ministers, and they did not adopt any precautionary measures because the government stated that pandemic had been eliminated from the country. If the government had stated that there was still a danger of the pandemic, then people would have adopted necessary precautions. So this is the real situation in the country. Now, recently there was an incident in a factory, and I would like to challenge that factory. I would like to request that factory to submit the names of the persons who came from India and about the quarantine process that they underwent. We know that it is a large company. We know that they render huge service to the country, and I wish to tell them on 22nd that they should submit the names of persons who came to Sri Lanka on 22 September through a government member of parliament. Honourable Health Minister is about to respond.
I was listening to Honourable Kiriyala, and in that statement he says that I said that COVID was eliminated from Sri Lanka. And in that same statement he says that in YouTube or somewhere he saw a statement in which I have said that COVID pandemic had been eliminated from the society, and that's ours was the only country that had eliminated this pandemic from this thing. I urge this August Assembly to allow me to respond to you, sir. You are a former minister. You were we were together in 1994. We contested from the same party in 1994. So, Honourable Speaker, you have to listen to the balance of that statement as well. I can very well remember the statement I made, and in that statement I said that ours was a country that had eliminated COVID pandemic from the society. You are a senior member, please let me speak. I said that because of a number of reasons. One reason was that scientifically this pandemic is defined at four stages. First stage, no case stage. Second stage, there are sporadic cases and the contacts can be located. That is the second stage. Third stage, cluster stage. We had the Kandakadu cluster, Navy cluster, and so on. That is the third stage. Fourth stage is the stage in which the pandemic is rampant in the society, and patients emerge from everywhere in America, India. Patients emerge from everywhere without any end. I made that statement on the 2nd of August with responsibility. When we located the Lankapura patient, up to the day I made that statement, we had tested over 25,000 people in the society. And in no sample had a person been found with the virus. And we had instructed all major hospitals to conduct 10 checks. But we did not find cases from such tests also. And if a person has died of pneumonia, then the samples of that person should be obtained in order to determine whether he died of corona. And in such cases also, we didn't find the virus, people with virus. So ours was a country that had clusters. And within for a few months, ours was a country that did not have cases in the society. On the 3rd of September, I said that Sri Lanka could be called a country which had done away with the corona from the society. But I also added in that statement that there are demands and requests from our own people living in other countries to come to Sri Lanka. There were constant requests on us from people who are working abroad to come to Sri Lanka. I think you have to listen to the other part of my speech also. I said in my statement that we bring in those outsiders within a limit, and we do it at a bearable level. And if some kind of a leak happens, it could lead to another spread of the disease. Therefore, I would like to request you not to listen to the first few minutes of my statement, but the other part of the statement also. This is a virus which one can contract from the breath of another person. Actually, we have instructed all establishments to bring in people to an extent that we can accommodate them in the quarantine centers. Therefore, I request you not to listen only to parts of the statement I made, and I want you not to waste the time of parliament by quoting just parts of that particular statement. I quoted the statement she made in September, and because the epidemic was not there for months, I quoted that. She must have said that, the minister. In April, the minister said that she said that there is no sign that the coronavirus will spread in the society. How could she say that in April? How could she say that in April? Right. Honorable speakers, he says one thing. Honorable Speaker, I would like to ask you as to how she made such a statement in April. And GMOA and MRI always stated that this is something like a fire beneath the ash. The surveys conducted by China were fake surveys. Honorable Speaker, the Parliament should not waste its time on this. Let me say this. Please let me respond to this. Honorable Speaker, on the In April, I stated with responsibility. We took the situation into consideration at that time. And even at that time, there was the virus was not rampant in the society. And we were also of the opinion and view that we could control this disease. And you also had the belief and that corona was no longer there in the country. We took the situation of the country at that time into consideration to make statements. It was not rampant within the society. That is what I wanted to say. And then there is no other answer I have to give. Honorable Leader of the House, Honorable Speaker, Parliament stand adjourned till 20th October.